You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is here to recount the life and legacy of the late British Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher.
The world recently lost one of the great coal warriors in Lady Margaret Thatcher. Baroness Thatcher, Britain's Iron Lady, was Prime Minister from May 1979 to November 1990. Her term of office spanned that of her good friend and colleague, Ronald Reagan, and the first half of George H.W. Bush's presidency. She was the longest-serving prime minister during the 20th century and the only woman to hold that office. Margaret Roberts was born in Grantham, Lincolnshire, in 1925. Her father was a grocer. She attended Somerville College, Oxford, where she majored in chemistry with a Bachelor of Science degree, specializing in X-ray crystallography. She worked as a research chemist for a short period, but was denied a job at a major company after the Human Resources Department declared that she was headstrong, obstinate, and dangerously self-opinionated. They were exactly right, and their loss was Britain's gain. Margaret was elected president of the Oxford University Conservative Association. Her political activities led her to the study of law, earning her a degree. She ran for a seat in Parliament in 1950 and again in 1951, and lost both times by narrow margins. She married Dennis Thatcher in 1951, bore him two children, and then ran again for a seat in 1955. She lost again, but was elected in 1959. 2 years later, Margaret Thatcher rose in the Conservative Party to be the Parliamentary Undersecretary at the Ministry of Pensions and National Insurance. Her political ideas reflected her beliefs as a student at Oxford. She believed in lower taxes, capital punishment, was against lax divorce laws, and was for a woman's right to choose to have an abortion. She wanted government out of people's lives as much as possible. When Edward Heath became Prime Minister in 1970, he chose Margaret Thatcher as his Cabinet Secretary for Education and Science. In 1974, Heath was unpopular, and she ran against him for the lead of the Conservative Party. She won, but the party was turned out of office. She became the very vocal voice of her party from 1975 to 1979 as leader of the opposition. People liked her tough, no-nonsense style, and the Conservatives were returned to power in 1979 with Thatcher as Prime Minister. Thatcher's austere leanings made her the nemesis of the Labour Party, but her firm grasp of how to steer Britain away from debt made her very popular. Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher cooperated on issues throughout their terms. She was pro-military and supported them constantly. When the Argentinians invaded the Falkland Islands in 1982, Thatcher cobbled together a fighting force to kick them out. This won her support for a second term in 1983. She supported Reagan's pressure to force the Russians out of Berlin, and jointly, America and Britain took the lead in helping Mikhail Gorbachev to dismantle the Cold War Soviet state. Thatcher was challenged for her position within her party, and in a surprise move, she lost. She resigned as Prime Minister in 1990. She retired from the House of Commons in 1992. In recognition of her long service to Great Britain, Queen Elizabeth elevated Thatcher to a life peerage as Baroness Thatcher, entitling her to sit in the House of Lords. Thatcher suffered a series of small strokes beginning in 2002, and her doctors advised her to end her public speaking. She went into self-imposed seclusion and died of a massive stroke in London on April 8, 2013. She was praised and drew ire at her funeral. The United States, in what was described as an unintended error, failed to send any dignitary to pay her homage. Shame on us. Margaret Thatcher certainly proves that history matters.